dagger of freedom is destined to be written in the ink of the blood of those who chose martyrdom over slavery. Our independence or Azadi, as we call it, requires two examples of young revolutionaries who gave up their lives just for the love of their nation. Revolution India brings back the story of greatest revolutionary our country ever had, Chandrasekhar Azad.
The time when God had a different picture incarnated in form, so strong against the British as a Brahmin was born in village of Madhya Pradesh, propelling flames of bloody revolution to take place. Mother India was captivated like slaves in Roman bazaar. Tilga's army sent the bravest in Chandrasekhar Azad. Young boy, aged 7, getting all trained to march up with hunting expeditions. He became an expert archer. The time changed and blood rained. Up for 1919 came Julianwala massacre, left her nation strength rain. The painful ways rage in abyss. Patience amplified patriotism and enervated hesitation. Freedom operation was ready to be tested, and Satyagraha message got 15-year-old boy arrested. He was sent straight to beer inhuman treatment by magistrate Karikat, who was the well-known demon. The boy stood firm in code and made such impact that generations to come won't ever measure his act. Courage was his flesh and blood, which escalated in his way. And when Karikat faced his soldier, this is what he said.
What is your name? Mara naam kya hai?
Azad.
What is your father's name?
Mare pita ji ka naam kya hai?
Mazi.
Where do you live?
Tum kahan par rehte ho?
Take this foolish child away and throw him 15 whip strikes.
With every whip they made in that central jail, slogans of Bharat Mata and our inkalab were raised. Strokes came in torrents and his flesh was oozing blood. Brahmin Tiwari was lost and he was out emerged. The news spread like fire, raised the common feeling. Azad was given mammoth ovations at public meetings. Attuned to its destiny, big disappointment was set. When Ankuab movement died a premature death, so in Samark was left and his life was on an edge. Never to be caught again alive was his only pledge. In human atrocities made, this mission was strong. In answer to why cancer came out in pistols and bombs, Ram Prasad Bismil and Chandrasekhar were destined to grow up under financial back and the Babu Shiv Prasad Gupta and Daredevil Decoy. He planned to loot of the white. Was hacked a robbery on 9th August 25. Audacity and courage of this assault had welled up the cavities against British raising our Hindustani rebels massively. An outcome of this robbery was damn lethal with man and started for the man who gave us freedom. The time came when Indian guns were full of magazines. Lahore, Sahar and Kuragra consisted of arms factories to avenge Lalaji's death. Founders were shot and in Delhi assembly light bombs were dropped. Britishers were on back foot like teenage kids grounded. Termin Azad and his comrades as the most wanted. The hunt began, British were waiting for their turn to grab the famous Azad who had been on the run. A meeting was scheduled with Sukhdev in 1931 and Alfred Park, the venue to meet, was full of British guns. Cause we but the Tiwari backstabber betrayed them, calling police the anti guns ready to win them. Nut Bawa with his force had surrounded the place and Azad stood alone and made Sukhdev escape. Gunfighters started a war and gunshots were fired. Five and die free was his martyrs only desire. Azad fought his best and killed three in his strike. Yeah, for one bullet from Nut Bawa had pierced in his thigh. All ammunition was gone with only one bullet left. Born and died because he shot that bullet up in his head.
On 27 February 1931, Chandrasekhar Azad's dead body was shot several times just to make sure he's dead. Azad was born free and he died free and carved the way of freedom for our generation. Together we stand and together we fall.